We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. We're also the voices of Executive Medicine of America. Don't forget, we have a trivia question or a trivia contest at the end of every show. It's your chance to win free books and win other things. So if you want to be a part of that, if you want to be a part of the medical trivia, call us at 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. And then everybody gets a shot at a trivia question for a free copy of the book. And so that's the Dementia Defender riddle of the day. And then you just call us or you go to stayyoungamerica.com, and that's where you can send in your answer. So today, I love this topic today. It's about personal responsibility, but it's from a different angle. It's really a miracle about an author, Philip, and he actually was in a terrible, terrible car accident and was told he would never, ever walk again. And he overcame those odds, but he took such personal responsibility of his future that it's unbelievable what the mind can do. So Philip DeVitt, the book is Follow Your Heart, A Heroic Journey from Crippling Paralysis to Extraordinary Success. He's going to be on with us here in a bit. But before we get there, let's talk a little bit about your experiences with patients and the difference between those patients that really jump in and take personal responsibility and those that don't.
Well, we see all the time that, I tell them, we can't do it for you. You've got to have some effort on your part, and it may be that, you know, we can do the chemo, we can do the surgery, but like he talks about in his book, there's other parts. There's the spiritual, there's the, kind of that motivational. He's got to pay attention to nutrition and the things that are going to be done outside of the standardized treatment that physicians provide.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it's not always what the doctors can do for you. It's what you got to, the role you got to play.
You always want to give the patient hope. Face a terminal illness without hope is just horrible. So you always have to have hope. And so it's the job of the doctor to give hope. However, there does come a time sometimes in a terminally ill patient where if the patient asks the doctor point blank about what are his or her odds, doctor has to answer honestly. You can't lie to the patient. Usually, by the time the patient's ready to ask the question, the patient's ready for the answer.
Or maybe they already know the answer.
And they want affirmation.
Yeah, but it's not all about, just chronic illness. I mean, Philip didn't have cancer. He wasn't dying from a chronic illness. He was basically told he's never going to walk again, and he just said, no, I'm going
to... Well, I think you have to be honest with the statistics and say, there's a... In his case, there's a very low likelihood that that could happen. It's not zero, but I've heard stories of, miracles happening and these excessive outcomes or super outcomes. So who's to say it can't be you, which is kind of the attitude he took.
Yeah.
Is that, great. If you're telling me it's 1%, why can't I be the 1%? And maybe I can up that percentage.
Yeah, I think that's a really good approach. It's time for Doc Shock. That music means it's time for Doc Shock. That's when something's in the news that either shocks us or it's something that we've been saying all along that we're shocked that it finally made the news. So this is a study out of UCLA, and this is fascinating. Did you know if you tell your kids they're fat, you basically have written their fate? So they did a study, and they took 2,379 girls. They studied them, and 58% were told that they were too fat when they were age 10. And it didn't matter if they were fat or not. They basically, some of these kids weren't fat, but their parents or someone in the family was telling them they're fat. And so they studied these, and they took the height and the weight, measured at the beginning, and then again after 9 years. So here's the deal. The girls that were labeled fat were 1.66 times more likely to be overweight when they were 19. And this is just crazy. And it didn't matter, again, if they were obese when they were told they were fat or if they weren't. They took all of the statistics out, the weight, income, race, puberty, and the number one factor was that fulfilling prophecy of a parent telling them they were fat. And the kids that actually were overweight at 10 and their parents didn't tell them they were fat actually were able to control their weight when they were 19. A lot of them weren't overweight. So that being told that you're fat at 10, this is a really important lesson for all of us to learn, can actually make your kids fat. I mean, I thought that was a fascinating study. There's a lot more to it. We just don't have enough time for it.
Well, that music means it's a return of the immortal moment. So today...
The moment or the minute?
It's a moment tonight.
A moment, okay. The immortal moment.
The immortal moment hangs around on Earth. So what we have now is a study that this will actually impact all the guys, at least out there, change their whole concept of dead sexy. What they studied was male fruit flies, and when these male fruit flies were stimulated by picking up the pheromones from the females, yet were not gratified with the end result, it shortened their lifespan.
See, women shorten a man's lifespan.
Right.
That's
they get
all
you
there
all,
is to
they
it.
Get you all
every
fired
time.
Up. Nothing yeah. happens, you're yeah. going to die.
Yeah, they're just teases, yeah. right?
Right.
Yeah.
So they're doing it on purpose.
Wait, does this work both ways? I mean, what if a girl's attracted to a guy and he turns out to be a dud?
Somehow women are impervious to this. They have like an armor to withstand this.
So the question is, does this apply to humans? But if you're a fruit fly, don't be getting them all hot and bothered and not following through.
You know, I'd just really like to know how they know that. I mean, who does those studies?
Somebody with a lot of time on their hands.
And who pays for them?
You and I.
I know, right? So, okay. So here's another thing you guys have to write down, our listeners, guys and gals. Facebook. On Facebook, we have a new page. You're going to look it up. Stay Young Media LLC. Stay Young Media LLC.
Is that all one word?
No, it's not one word.
So it's three words.
Yeah. You just spelled out Stay Young Media LLC. So on there, we're going to actually post links to the studies that we talk about. So if you want to learn more about these studies, because they definitely go into greater length, you can go there and you can find all that stuff. So got to go to a short break. When we come back, our Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is coming up, but also our guest, Philip DeWitt. And it's a great story. It's a great book. Follow Your Heart, A Heroic Journey from Crippling Paralysis to Extraordinary Success. Something you don't want to miss. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America, where patients fly in from all over the globe to see us. Hey, don't forget, because the Dementia Defender trivia question is at the end of every show, and it's your chance to win a free copy of Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, or Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. And also, we've got that new contest where we do medical trivia with one of our listeners. So write down this number, 844-WELL-100. It's toll-free. It's a new number, 844-WELL-100. And that's 844-935-5100. Because you're going to need that. You'll need it for Dementia Defender, but you'll also need that for medical trivia. And so today's guest, I'm so excited about this. This is an amazing story and just one that's just going to change your perspective on when you get a diagnosis. So this is Philip DeVitt. He's actually the author of Follow Your Heart, A Heroic Journey from Crippling Paralysis to Extraordinary Success. And great story. So instead of telling you about it, I'm just going to have him talk to you about it. So welcome to the show, Philip.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
Hey, let's start at the beginning. Let's talk about the accident. So take us to that point, like life's going good, and then boom.
Yeah, life is going good. I was looking forward to the holiday season. This accident happened in January. And so I took off that week, and everything, I was just feeling so good. And our theme, because we usually had parties for New Year's, and the theme was Alive in 85, and, you know, I didn't know how, you know, that phrase was going to be a real big part of my life, and it all happened going to work, and, I don't use my seatbelt. This was back in 85, and so anyway, I'm driving down the freeway, and it had snowed during that week, but there wasn't really that much on the ground when I took off for work. And I'm driving down the major interstate here, and I got to my exit, and when I switched lanes to get off on the exit, my car just went out of control. I was doing 360s over four lanes of I-5. I probably hit, and I did hit black ice. That's what happened. And so my car is spinning out of control. It was like an amusement ride. I mean, that's how I say it. Cars were coming at me, and it was unbelievable how I managed to not hit anybody, but when my car went over to the shoulder of the road, it just hit a soft spot or something, and then my car went end over end and ejected me out of my closed sunroof. And when I fell to the ground, I tried to get up and I couldn't feel anything. And they took me to the hospital by ambulance, and that's where the doctor told me, he says, "Hey, Phil, I've got some bad news for you. You broke your back, you damaged your spinal cord, and you're never, ever going to walk again." And so I had surgery on my back, and then 2 weeks after my surgery, I had died from a pulmonary embolism. So that's where I came from. Everything was going great. I had a family business. Things were going really good for me in my life. And all of a sudden, this is what happened to me, and it just took me down to something I could not ever believe. So, and this is where it all started.
Okay, so the doctor says you're never going to walk again. I mean, what was your thought?
You know, my thought was, oh, no, doc, I am going to walk. And he told me, he looked at me and he said, "No, Phil," he said, "less than 1%. I've seen many of these types of situations, and less than 1% of anybody will ever walk from something like this."
And you didn't want to believe him, right?
Well, it took me a while, because I was in basically, shock through this whole thing. But some of the things that I cover in my book, some of the elements of it got me to the point where, I just finally had a pretty clear goal in my life, and I didn't like him telling, the doctor telling me they have their place. They definitely do. But he was just acting a little bit, I think, quickly and just telling me don't even try. And that's when I said, you know what, hey, if that's the way you believe, then you're not on my team anymore. So I fired him. And it was just something that was in me that just, I just had a knowing inside of me that I had to try something, in my life. There was no magic, pills out there. They couldn't give me anything. There's just no cure for paralysis. And, I've always said that I could go all over the world looking for that magic pill. But then I had a realization that, hey, I'm looking in all the wrong places, that magic pill was within me. It was in my heart and my soul.
I want to stop you for a moment because I want to talk to the doctors here. And I cannot imagine in my wildest dreams, I cannot imagine either one of these doctors looking at somebody and just saying, "No, not happening, give up." I mean, do you ever remember saying that to a patient?
Well, not in this way. I mean, I do recall I had one patient with terminal cancer who was hours or days away from death, and I had to, talk to the patient about, getting all their affairs in order. But generally speaking, you want to always give the patient hope, and no matter how long the odds are, you want to give them hope that they will overcome their problem.
Yeah, because they do. I mean, it's not always that, even 1%, that's a 1%.
Right.
I mean,
you have to be realistic with them. You can say, maybe 1% where you're sitting now, but, there's things that we can try and see if we can increase those odds. The surgery or in his case or other things. So you're right. You got to keep the hope, but you don't just come in there. And I love the deal. I fired him. It's like, smart. Get that guy off your team. Cause if he doesn't have, that's part of his healing is he's got to give the patient some hope.
Yeah, so I think that is part of the healing process. And I think you talk a lot about that in your Follow Your Heart book. And I'm so happy you wrote this book. But what day did you decide, I think I'm going to write a book about this?
Well, I decided basically when I was in that hospital room, paralyzed. And I wished someone would just come into my room and give me, the answers. And no one did come in because it's very unusual for people to come back for something like this. And so I just said to myself, hey, you never want to make deals with your maker, but I just said, hey, you help me because I don't like, people that you really respect in this field are telling you that, no, you have false hope and it's just not going to work. And I just said, they're putting people in boxes. And, that's the thing I didn't like, that how can you underestimate the power of the human being? And
right.
So it was, that's when I decided, with all this stuff going on, I kind of wanted to give I wanted to write a handy book. That's what I call it, a handy book of hope and inspiration, so that people can just take a look at this as a process that's really might help them. I mean, that's what I really wanted to do in this whole writing this whole book. And you know, so I did what I really want to write that book. I didn't finish this book until about 11 years later. So, and you know, it was just something I had to get off my chest, something that I just I didn't love the experience. No one wants to be paralyzed, but I loved what I learned from the experience that maybe can, you know, help. I mean, it certainly helped me, and I think it can probably help a lot of people.
So let's walk for a minute through your
Philip milestone. Makes a good point. I mean, you know, we have to be careful not to give false hope. I mean,
right.
You have to give realistic hope, but you don't want to extinguish the hope. But you're not going to say, oh, yeah, sure, you know, you're going to get back up, no problem. Because then,
right.
So you have to temper that.
Yeah, I think there's a fine line. Okay, so talk about your milestones. We only have a few minutes left before we got to go to break. But talk about your milestones when things started turning around for you.
Well, things started turning around. I think, you know, and I say this, you know, I'm going through this storm of torment, you know, of, you know, people saying it's not going to happen. It's like I had two little guys on each shoulder going, it's not going to happen, Phil, don't believe it. The other one's going, oh, no, it will, you know. And so I'm going through all this turmoil, basically, and I call it, you know, the storm. And then I come into the eye of the storm, and then I just had that realization that, you know what, there is no, you know, no one can help me in this regard, really, as far as there's no cure. So I had to really, I understood that I had to really engage myself in my life. I had to finally engage. I couldn't pass the buck on to anybody because there was no one to pass it on to. I had to really believe in myself, and I had to really try. And, you know, I just didn't know how it was going to happen. And then a friend of mine gave me a tape on you know, thought, imagery, visualization, meditation, and those types of things, which I worked on 3 times a day for 3 years. It was something that, you know, I understood about going to the gym and working out in the gym and building my muscles up. But when I got this tape and really listened to it and understood it, it was like I was mentally now balanced in my life.
Yeah,
I had the physical and the mental, and it was just like, man, this was one of the missing pieces to this.
Yeah, I need to stop you because we got to go to a commercial break, but we're going to pick up there when we come back because we're going to go through exactly some of the things you're talking about. But, hey, you're listening to the Staying Young Show. Don't forget, go to the website stayyoungamerica.com, and our phone number, 844-WELL-100, is toll-free, 844-WELL-100. You're going to need it for that Dementia Defender, which is coming up here in a bit, too, so don't go away. The Stay Young Vitamin Line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin Line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin Line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. And if you haven't gone to StayYoungAmerica.com, be sure to go there, StayYoungAmerica.com. Also, write down this number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You're going to need it for Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. And also, don't forget our new thing. We do medical trivia with a lucky listener to win prizes. So you got to call in and tell us if you want to play for the next show coming up. So, we're visiting with this amazing author who has a really, really great story. And it's really something that I think we can all learn from. And it's Philip DeWitt. He's the author of Follow Your Heart, A Heroic Journey from Crippling Paralysis to Extraordinary Success. And I know, as listeners, that you've all been in a point in your life where you just think, there's no hope, or I can't go on, or you've been dealt a raw deal or something. But this guy's story, and you got to get this book. You got to get it. Follow Your Heart, A Heroic Journey from Crippling Paralysis to Extraordinary Success. Because
it's a handbook, like you said.
Yeah, it is. And we're so fortunate to have him on the show here. He's been all over the media. Now he's here talking to you and visiting with us on the Staying Young Show. So, Philip, some of the things in your book, I think, are like priceless. So let's kind of go through a couple of those. One of them, talk to our listeners about the law of attraction.
Well, this is something that, as I mentioned here, that this was kind of like one of the things that I never did before, because, like I said, I understood that going to the gym, I could go ahead and work out, and I could see the results. I've seen other people working out and building their bodies up and muscles and all that good stuff. But when my situation happened, being paralyzed, I had to apply, the mental approach to this, and I was so blessed, like I said, to have a person give me a piece of the puzzle, and it was just a journey. It was a process that explained the power of thought, visualization. I mean, we see that with the Olympic athletes, seeing things taking place, meditation. It's just those things were really critical. I call it mentally going to the gym. Like I said, I can go to the gym physically and work out, but I never went mentally to work this process out. And so that's when I say I became really balanced in this. And I remember reading a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I read that book, and there was a part in that book where someone had cancer, and his vision was to have these nights with, going through his body, stabbing all the cancer cells. And mine was, I saw this lighter energy going through my spinal cord, and I saw the dark part where my damage was. And I, as I worked on this through the imagery and meditation, things really, I just saw things coming back. And, it wasn't within a couple days of getting this tape that my toe started to wiggle. And all I can tell you is this was my journey. This is something that I experienced. And, a lot of people just don't apply the mental approach to basically anything. And and doctors can, you guys know this, that it's really important that your patient really engages themselves in their healing, no matter how they do it, but to be a part of it and not just depend on the doctors to do it.
Well, you made two really important parts, like the personal responsibility. I think the doctors here, they're really big on preaching personal responsibility. They'll say, I can give you great advice. I can find anything out you need to know.
But ain't your mama.
That's
I can't
right.
make you do it.
I can't make you do it. And right. you got to take responsibility.
But, the power of the mind, I think doctors are just beginning to understand it. For example, we know that there's a connection between stress and telomeres. Telomeres are DNA that controls cell replication, new cells growing. Well, if you're not stressed, if you have the positive thinking, it could very well translate into the neurons growing and connecting through the spinal cord injury. And we know in cancer victims, the ones with positive attitudes do better. Their immune system does better and helps fight the cancer. So I think this visualization, meditation, this works. And it's not something to be poo-pooed. In fact, it should be part of standard treatment, in my view.
Well, historically, that type of stuff has been used. So before we had all the modern techniques, there was a lot of quote healers, and that's the kind of things that they could do. And there's still some cultures today. You go to India, and even in the hospital, they have a healer come assess you to see if you're going to respond to treatment or not. And obviously, most of the time they say you are. So there's still cultures where they do significantly address that mind over spirit or mind over body.
We have a lot of military that listen to our show, and I'm just thinking, this is something that really, and I don't know if it is, but something that should really be put into the VA program and to our soldiers that are coming back with these severe injuries and a lot of them coming back paralyzed. Do you agree, Philip, that this should be a military thing?
Yeah, I believe that, and this is true with even just huge challenges, not even disabilities. I just believe that it's something that in your life, what you really want to do for yourself is you want to give yourself opportunities. And to give yourself opportunities, you really have to try. And you have to really work at it. And, I think that's really the important. That's what I got out of this, is that you really have to try. The other thing that I felt, too, in this whole thing is that by trying, even if I didn't walk again, I gave my best. I can look at myself in the mirror and I could say, I gave it my best. I just didn't want any regrets in my life. And I just see when anything that we want to do in our life is taken from us, basically, and we allow that to happen, without even trying, I just see, you're just going to have regrets. And why? Just try it. Give it your best and have a good support system. I had a great support system, and I had to be in alignment. That's what I say, alignment with this, and the doctors can agree. You've got to have great nutrition. I mean, I would just ask the question, is this going to help me? Is this in the right direction for me to walk again? And if the answer was no, I just didn't do it.
Well, I think you make a great point on that is, you know, you applied those same principles to heal yourself or to help yourself heal that we all ought to be applying, you know, mind, spirit, body, you know, keeping healthy, nutrition, exercise, all the things we preach on a daily basis, even when you don't have the big challenge like you faced.
Yeah, and you know, I just had this idea. I mean, it just came to me. I hadn't thought about this. And so, Philip, you can tell me if you're on board live here on the air. But I had this idea that maybe we can help facilitate to get some of these books, the Follow Your Heart, A Heroic Journey from Crippling Paralysis to Extraordinary Success, into the hands of our veterans. So I think if you're listening to this show right now and you want to sponsor one of these books to get in the hands of a veteran, I want you to call me. 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, because I think this is something they could benefit from, and you could say thank you. You, our listeners, could say thank you, and we could get these to them. So is that okay with you, Philip? And I can kind of connect with you with anybody who responds and how we can do that?
Oh, I'd love to.
I just think this is something that needs to be done. I mean, I know that a lot of veterans listen to our show, and a lot of people that are in active duty that in their families, and I don't know, something just speaks to me about your book. So before we let you go, but right now let's tell our listeners where they can order their book if they want to order it from themselves. So where can they go?
Amazon. I have a website too called followyourheart.us, and it's tricky because it's follow-your-heart.us.
Okay. Yeah, and of course, anybody who wants to get in contact with us, we can get you there, too. 844-WELL-100. So before we let you go, though, let's talk a little bit about Little Red Hen Syndrome. It's something you talk about.
Well, the Little Red Hen Syndrome is, you know, for me, it's, you know, this hen was just managing her farm, and, you know, she wanted to grow things, and you know, everyone that was on her farm, the other farm animals, they really didn't want to help, but they wanted to participate in, you know, the harvest. And to me, it was like, if you really want to harvest your life, then you've really got to participate in your life and work at it and not let someone do it for you, because it's just not going to happen.
Great words. Great words from our guest today. That book, you need to pick it up, Follow Your Heart, A Heroic Journey from Crippling Paralysis to Extraordinary Success. We got to go to a break, but when we come back, our Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day and our medical trivia with a lucky listener. So don't forget, these are your chances to win stuff. So 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, and the website stayyoungamerica.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program
programs, age management programs, and yearly concierge packages at stayyoungamerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's stayyoungamerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Many doctors are quick to prescribe medication like antidepressants or sleeping aids, a band-aid that covers up the underlying problem. Micronutrient deficiencies account for many symptoms that are often missed. You deserve answers, and you deserve the right path back to health. Schedule your micronutrient testing at EM Texas or call 1-800-910-EXEC. It doesn't matter where you live. As long as it's in the U.S., a kit can be shipped to you. So call 1-800-910-3932 or visit us at emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. The Stay Young vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit stayyoungvitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of America. You can visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com, stayyoungamerica.com. You can also download past shows by going to iTunes and searching the Staying Young Show. You also can get those off our website as well. But podcasts are great because you can hear all the old shows with all the fantastic guests we've had over the years. So, hey, we got a new toll-free number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You're going to need that for Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. And also, we want to congratulate you guys. I mean, I am blown away at how many people have gotten the Dementia Defender recently. It's crazy. We need to make it harder, by the way, because, you know.
I spoke with Dementia Defender. He's going to make it harder today. Yes.
You're nuts, man. Just nuts. But, hey, don't forget, we have this new segment of the show. We're going to do it right away. It's medical trivia, and we take one of our listeners. Here's the rule. You cannot be a doctor. You cannot be a nurse. We're going to ask you several questions, and depending on the questions that you get right, how many points you win different things. So if you want to participate, that number, 844-935-5100, or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com. Also, we have a Facebook page where we've been doing specials, we've been making announcements, links to shows. You need to get on Facebook. Go find us, Stay Young Media. Stay Young Media, LLC, Stay Young Media, because that's where you can get all kinds of great tips and specials and everything. Got to get on there. Got to friend us. Got to like us. Okay, so we're going to do question number one. I didn't introduce our contestant. Okay, hey, Carol, are you with us?
I'm here.
So, Carol Greenberg, where are you from? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Texas, right outside of Austin.
Oh, so you're down in Austin. Okay, is it weird in your town too, or is Austin just weirder in your town?
Yeah, I'm not even going to go there.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Maybe.
Sometimes they're hard, sometimes they're easy, but they're how many are there today? Six?
There's five? Six questions, and we can adjust the points. Let's try and put the fix in so Carol will win here.
What? You're gonna like fix this thing? Oh, it's just, really?
It's like some toll roads have sliding tolls, so.
Whatever.
Carol, are you ready for the first question?
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. Here, these are some interesting questions. Here's the first one. Can you tell our listeners, why is human blood red?
Oh, it's the hemoglobin or something in there.
Well, you're sort of right. Now, what about the hemoglobin? What's in it that turns blood red?
The oxygen.
You are right. Oxygen combines with iron in the hemoglobin. It's just like a rusty nail. Oxygen combines with iron, turns the blood red. So that's great.
How many points is that worth?
That's worth 30 points for Carol.
30 points. Okay, here's the deal, Carol. You get to 90 points. We're going to give you a bottle of resveratrol. And if you get to, I don't know, what, 120, we're going to send you some Lifeline stem cell cream. So, okay. Alrighty. So we're at 30.
Okay, Carol, here's the next one. This is a real interesting question. Humans have 7 vertebrae in their neck. Dogs and giraffes have the same number of vertebrae in their neck. So how many vertebrae do you think the giraffe or the dog has in their neck?
Okay, wait a minute. Back up. Humans
have 7. Let Dr. Anderson tell you.
So the question is, humans have 7 cervical vertebrae. How many cervical vertebrae does a giraffe have?
That would be interesting. Hadn't thought about that one. It appears to be quite a number. I don't know. 20.
Nope. 7. All mammals have 7 cervical vertebrae.
I was
just
trying
really
to
long.
Give it to you,
see,
Carol.
See how he was doing it? He was throwing
well,
it out
you
there.
You were saying the same thing. I'm going, wait a minute. This is not computing in my brain. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the next question is going to be a little bit more straightforward.
I'm going to look for the trick.
Okay, in the human middle ear, how many bones are in the middle ear?
Oh, goodness. 3.
Woo!
Correct.
Yay!
Very good.
I mean, how many points was that?
That's 30 points.
Okay.
You're up to 60 points,
Carol. You're up to 60.
You've
got to get 30 more points to get the resveratrol. Here we go.
Okay. Carol, and we're going to give you latitude on this. Approximately how many bones are in the human body?
You got to, wait, what's the latitude? 50, like how many?
Within 50 bones.
Okay.
How many bones are in the human body?
I don't know, 100.
I'm so sorry. It's about 221.
Okay. I probably knew that back when I took anatomy. a long time ago.
Okay, Carol, for 30 points, can you, outside of, we're not counting hair and nails, but what never stops growing in the human body as you age?
Cells. I don't know.
So think about old people. What keeps getting bigger on old people?
Well, their nose and their ears.
There you go.
All right, how many points
is that?
That's
it. Cartilage of the nose and ears.
So Carol's up to 90 points.
Carol, you got the resveratrol. Bottle of resveratrol coming your way. Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Here you go. Here's the next one.
All right, Carol, last one, 30 points. Do antibiotics cure the flu?
No.
Correct. Woo! It's a viral illness. Antibiotics only treat viruses. So it takes her up to a total of 120.
Nice. You know what that means? We're going to send you resveratrol, and we'll send you some Lifeline day cream, too.
Yahoo! Good.
Congratulations.
Thank you. This has been fun.
Great. We're glad you're on. So if you're a listener and you want to participate in the medical trivia, you've got to call us, 844-935-5100. 844-935-5100. If you're driving, that spells 844-WELL-100. And great way to get on, have some fun with us, win some free stuff. She did pretty good, but some of those were really hard.
Well, I tried to give it to her, but I guess the vertebrae in the neck was a little confusing.
Yeah. So she did good. Yeah. You can't give them all away.
I know. I think she did good. So, you know, this has been a really an interesting show, and I loved that we had the guests that we had on, and I'm super excited for our listeners to step up. So if you want to send one of those books, the Follow Your Heart, A Heroic Journey from Crippling Paralysis to Extraordinary Success, if you want to send one of those, if you want to sponsor one of those books to go out to one of our veterans, we just thought about this while we were on the show, because sometimes these things come to you and you just know you should do it, then reach out to us, because we're going to help facilitate that. 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100.
That music means it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Are you ready for this week's riddle? You're on a horse. You're riding a horse. To your right is a cliff. And in front of you is an elephant moving at the same pace as you. You just can't overtake it. To the left of you is a hippo running at the same speed as you. And behind you is a lion, and you're just staying the same amount in front of the lion. How do you get to safety? That's right, you're on a horse. To the right of you is a cliff, and in front of you is an elephant moving at the same rate as you, and you can't get past it. To the left of you is a hippo running at the same speed as you, and behind you is a lion running at the same speed as you. How do you get to safety? Send in your answers.
So glad you made it harder, because we got deluged last time. Hey, okay, you're going to send those answers to us. You're going to go to stayyoungamerica.com, stayyoungamerica.com, and you can fill out the Contact Us form or the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day Contact Us form there, or you can call us, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. But here's the deal. You got to leave your name and your address and your phone number, so we got to have that information to send you a free book. If you just call and don't leave that, we don't know where to send the book. So, hey, okay. And don't forget, go to Facebook. Go to Facebook, new page, stayyoungmedia.com. If you go to stayyoungmedia.com, on Facebook, Stay Young Media LLC. You want to look us up that way. You're going to get all kinds of great information, free things, links to shows. You got to go on there and like us. That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of America. For more information, go to that website, stayyoungamerica.com. Join us right here each week as we bring you information that you can use.
And precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit StayYoungTheBook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting StayYoungTheBook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.